So I wanted to record on the ski lift while I'm going up. Just a quick podcast just to say it's just beautiful. Then the Flor Sabora, like we spoke in the previous podcast, this is the inspired skiing flow. You can snowboard, you can walk up, down, go on the chairlift. It's just out this world up here. And it's such a gift to be able to be in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaKodesh, the Holy Land, and to go ahead with such a cool setup over here with my friends and be safe. Baruch Hashem, there was missiles flying over here at one point, and that was this week actually, but you know, please God, everything will be good and there'll be protection for everybody, and we can just enjoy living in such a beautiful land with all the different aspects of the desert, of the beaches, of the holy places. We're actually very close to Rashbi and to other holy sites, and it's incredibly inspirational to be up here. I recommend people to come visit Har Hermon, like it says in the Tehillim, Ketel Hermon, like the two of Hermon. And we learn from that beautiful ideas about unity between Moshe and Aaron, that Moshe anointed Aaron, his brother, and there was an extra drop of shemen on his beard, on Aaron's beard, and he was nervous that that was something more than was needed. So he asked Hashem, you know, was that over me'ila, which is you're not allowed to anoint more than you should. And Hashem said, Ketel Hermon, it's like the tail of Hermon. And that proved to him that his Yerushalayim, his care to the word of God for his brother to be the Kohen Gadol, to be the high priest and not him, was all done the right way as he was anointed. And Aaron, a Kohen, Moshe and Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron Kohen, wanted to know, Hinei Matavinayim Shevetavim Ugam Yachad. Is this something that goes together? Are they both, you know, maybe he was over on it also because he had that extra drop. So like he said, Ketel Hermon, you're like brothers. So neither one had to worry, because Hinei Matavinayim Shevetavim Ugam Yachad, that how beloved it would be when the brothers dwell together. You're the same thing. You're both like Ketel Hermon. This extra drop, everything's good. And the question is, why Hermon? Obviously there's deep reasons, but the main concept is Tali Oris. It should be all the different blessings and of Hermon, a beautiful mountain here, and you should just come see it for yourself. I always believe in seeing things yourself rather than just talking. So I wish everyone from the mountaintops, from the ski lift of Hermon, all the blessings, and I'm looking forward to see everybody in good places and good times with all the love. We should have that unity of Moshe and Aaron, the two brothers that we're reading about right now. All the best, and the unity of this week's Parsha.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.